Manushach. So, yeah. So the one said this, Manushach. That's where it's a Kashan Shmuel. Manushach, who do you hold like Shmuel? How could you say such a locha? Ik Rabbanin Srilei, if you hold out the Rabbanin, say, Lishach like Rabbanin, send back the way the Rabbanin say. And Ik Rab Yehuda Srilei, Lishach like Rab Yehuda, say lochas like Rab Yehuda, like we'll soon see. In other words, do you believe the father or don't you believe the father? That's a locha soon. That if there's a locha, you believe the father. So what do you mean to tell me you have a doubt? What's the doubt? It's a machlokes later, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you believe a father or not. So what are you saying? It's a suffix for, say, klo who you hold like. Shmuel says true, I tell you, Masaskele, that Shmuel had a doubt. Ikrab Yehuda, Ikrab Rabbanan, he had a doubt, Taka, whether we believe the father or not. So therefore, one, if we don't believe the father, we'll go boss of the muchzik, and we'll say that son is the b'chor. See, he has the right to give two portions. If you hold, you go boss of the father, that son gets the b'chor. So therefore, Shmuel had a doubt what the halacha is like, therefore both together comes and collects the b'chor together, and they'll divide it up equally. Nothing more says, Mahi, what's this machlokes rebuked in the Rabbonin? The Tanya would not like this. The Pasuk says, Yakir, Yakirenu l'achirim. Dash the Pasuk by a b'chor, it says Yakir, which is an extra Pasuk. It says, Hoya ben ha-b'chor, Yakir, it says. Lashon Yakir, like the father recognizes him. So we darshan Yakirenu l'achirim. The father has a right to tell us who is the b'chor. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, from this extra Pasuk of Yakir, that the father has a right to acknowledge us, to teach us, tell us which one is the b'chor. From here, Rabbi Yehuda learns out that Neman Adam Loima Zeh B'ni B'chor. A father has a special nemonis. Even though the father is only an Eid Echad, and usually we don't believe in Eid Echad, and afraid here it's a shaila mumnis. Here it's a shaila about Yerusha, how much money he's going to get, how much of a chelik of Yerusha he's going to get. So usually for mumnis you have to have two Eidim. Here Rabbi Yehuda says it's a special Xeris HaKosev of Yakir. The Torah says, no, we believe the father. The father has an emunah to tell us, this is my son, the Bechor. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Rasha. That Neman Odom Loima Zeh B'ni Bechor. And therefore, even though there was a Chazak up until now, that Chaim Yankel was the Bechor, if the father says, no, Shmuel is the Bechor, we believe the father. Weiter, Ukeshem Shen Neman Odom Loima Zeh B'ni Bechor, the same way your father is Neman to say, this is my Bechor, Kach Neman Odom Loima, Zeh Ben Jerusha V'Zeh Ben Chalutza. Same type of an amonis the father has. Let's say he's a Kohen, and he has a son, so Namal, the son, is kosher to do the Avodah. The father is Neman to tell us, you should know that I married the Jerusha, and the son we had was from the Jerusha. Therefore, the son's a cholol, and he's possible to do the avodah. That the father is neman. Again, for somebody else, we don't believe in eidechod. A shayla of yuchsin, you need to aid him. But there also is a special nemonis. You believe a father has this nemonis. He's allowed to tell us that this is his son. That also he was born from his wife. That was a grusha, and therefore the kid is possible. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. However, the father has no nemonis. Rashbam says, the father has no nemonis to say, this my son is the b'chor. Befrat in the case where we had a muchzik, that up until now in Yemdom he was not the b'chor, the father has no nemonis to say he is the b'chor. Alright, turn over. Yeah. So again, the Chom say, the Chom Maimrim, ain't a Neman, he's not Neman, Rashbam says. Loi b'chor, v'loi b'cholol. Ukugoyin, Rashbam says clearly, Shemuchzokim b'yechot shu b'chor. In the case where we have a Muchzik, that up until now, the last 40 years, everybody thought that Chaim Yanko was the b'chor. So if the father comes and says somebody else is a b'chor, we do not believe the far. we do not believe the father. Ukro muki betzarachaker gan shabol mechodesh bekan veimuchzik. I, the posuk says yakir, mashma we believe the father. So Chum say that's talking about a case where a new mishpacha moves into town and nobody knows anything. We don't know which one of his sons is the bechor. So if we do not have a chazaka one way or the other way, then the Chum also agree. A father has the right to tell us, this is my bechor. But just in a case where up until now it was muchzik to us that Chaim Yanko was the bechor, the father has no namonis, he's only an eidechad, he has no namonis to go against the chazaka to tell us that Shmuel's the bechor. That's the machlokes, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. So therefore, Bshan Shmuel before, that he said it was a sofik, because Shmuel had a doubt, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Chachamim, or do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? Yeah. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzhak LeRovo. So Nachman Yitzhak said to Rovo, Bishlay Mother Rav Yehuda, Hainu Dichsev Yakir. According to Rav Yehuda, it's very good. The Pasuk says Yakir, it's an extra word to teach us that there's a new mnemonis. The Torah says we believe a father when he says this son is the Bechor. Even though it was a muchzak up until now, not that way, we believe the father. Ela l'rabbonim, according to the Rabbonim Shita, Yakir Lamali. Why does the Pasuk say an extra word, Yakir, it's extra? You're telling me that we do not believe the father. So Gemara says, the Torah is, B'tzarech HaKeira, no, we do believe the father in a case where we know nothing. A new mishpacha moves into town, we don't know anything, who the Bechor? In such a case, of course, then we do believe the father. The father tells us, this son is the Bechor, then we will believe the father. The moral of my hikusa, what's the gate to? The mace of loy, pishanayim, that this, we believe the father when he says, this son is the Bechor, that when it comes the day of Yerusha, he'll get two portions. For the Gemara, loye el achar. No, for that you don't need a special exasakosif. Let's say we would not believe the father that he's the Bechor. Let's say this son that he says, Chaim Yankel, let's say is only really the second born. But still, ilu boy lemeisav leva matono milo yoivlei. Like, what's the difference? Even if you don't believe the father that he's really the bechor, but the father now is telling us he's the bechor. What does the father mean to tell us by saying he's the bechor? That he wants to give him two portions. So it's not worse that the father Stam says to my youngest son, I want to give him two portions. The father could do what he wants. If he wants to give him a present, he can give him a present. So what do you need the Pasuk Yakir altogether? We believe the father that he's a Bechor, even if you wouldn't believe him as if he's a Bechor. Still no, he has the right to give him a present. So Gemara says, Loi tzuricho b'nechosem shenoch zoloi liyachem akan. We're talking about the chosem the father first gets later on. So those nechosem later on, the father can't give from Matana right now. He'll go b'toros Yerusha later. Therefore, it's a nafkemino. If we believe the father that he's a bechor, later b'shash Yerusha, he'll get two portions. But if it only goes to the terrace of Matana right now, he'll only get two portions what the father owns right now. For the Gemara, though, the Ramei, but according to Ramei Yeshita, the Yomar Odom Makna Dover Shlom Bo Lielom Yakilomli. Ramei says no. A person has the right to give away a present right now to somebody else, even though he doesn't have it yet. So here also, even though the father doesn't have this property, but any property that he will get later, he has the right to give it away right now to his son. So again, what do I need this new Gzeres HaKosam of Yakir? That we believe the father, he's a Bechor. Even if he wouldn't believe the father, he's a Bechor. He has the right to give him two portions anyway. Al Samatana. Sumar says, no, the Nafkamina is, I'll tell you, B'nechosem Shenof Nuloi Kishu Geisis. Let's say when the father, Mamash, was on the dying bed, he was a geisis, he was half gone already, that's when he got property. See, if you tell me now the father wants to give a Taurus a present, a geisis can't give a present. He doesn't have that much das, he can't give away a present. But if it's a Taurus Yerusha, then Lamaisa, the geisis, could receive the property, so the son would yash into chlokim, satanaf kamina. When the father says, this son is a Bechor, if we really believe him, so even though the father gets property when he's a ghost, it's a dying man already, so he owns the property, he can't give it away for a present, but with Torah's Yerusha, the Bechor would get two portions.
Since we believe the Father, that Son gets two portions of it. If we do not believe the Father, just the goes with Teresa Matono, when the Father is a Goysis, he can't give away any presents.
Such an Askamina, the currency of Yudataka, that there is such a loch of Yakir, we believe him. No. Talking about now, the Father said before he's a Bechor. Just an Askamina is he gets property when he's a Goysis. Like his father, grandfather died when the son was a Goysis. And then the son died. So the son yashin the grandfather. So the shalom is though, does the son now get a bechor, does he get two portions or not? Tanur Rabbanan word like this. Hoyu muchsak boy shu bechor. We had a chazok in the last 40 years that this Chaim Yankel, he was the bechor. For yomar oviv al acha shu bechor. All of a sudden now, 40 years later, the father wakes up and says, you should know, my son Shmuel, he's the bechor. So Neman, first goes like a Yehuda. Do we believe the father? The father is Neman, even though it's against the Chazaka. What about Hoyu Muchzokin boy, Shein the Bechor? We had a Muchzok that this son is not a Bechor. V'yomar Oviv Bechoru, and the father now says that he's the Bechor, ain't a Neman, we don't believe the father. So Chur says, Mod Nazach, what's going on here? Why not? So Chur says, Chur Reisha Reb Yehuda, for Sefer Rabbon, Chur Tekasha. The Reisha says we believe the father, even though he's going against the Chazoko. That's like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So we dash in the Pasuk Yakir. A father has a special nemonis upon his own son, even though it's against the Chazoko. And then the Sefer says no, that if we had a Chazoko, that this son is not a Bechor, the father is not believed to say he is. That's like the Rabbanan. So of course the theory, one Brisa, a Reish and a Sefer. What's going on here? Usually you don't say that a Reish and a Sefer is two different man. Usually it's the same person. Someone says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar. Oh my, maybe the more psychic thing, that's not a kasher, the more answering that's like a truth. 1 second. The Gemara is saying that's the pshat.
And this price in Echnami, that the Reish is according to Rebbe, and the Seif is according to Rabbanan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Benihu, let's say first the father said, this is my son. V'chozov yomer avdehu. And then the father later changes his mind and says, no, this is not my son, this is my Yevet Kenani. Halacha Rezeinu Neman, we don't believe him. Since for the first he said it's a son, Havad, there's no reason, if it was really his Eved, they have no reason to say it's a son. But since first he said a son, we don't believe him when he changes his mind to say it's an Eved. We say, no, it's his son. What about the opposite way? After you, first the father said that this person here is my Eved. V'choz of Yom HaBenihu, and then he said, no, it's my son. Neman, he's believed. Why? Because you know what he meant to say? To Mishamashli Kav de Kamar. All he meant to say is that this son is such a good son, he serves me like my slave. That's all he meant to say. But the other way makes no sense. If first you say he's your son, and then you say he's an Eved, that nobody says. Nobody says upon his own son he's an Eved. So therefore, when you said first it's your son, you meant it. And Avdi, you don't mean it. But the other way, if first you said he's an Eved, and then you say it's his son, we believe you. Because really he's your son. All you meant to say is such a good son, he's mishamish me, mamish like an Eved. What's going to be the chilufa abeis hameches? Let's say going through a place that you have to pay taxes, it's just the opposite there. That at first the person said he's my son, and then he said he's my Eved, so locher is then we would believe him. Because for a son you don't have to pay tax, but for an Eved you have to pay tax. So the reason why first he said it's his son, because he wanted to free himself from tax. But the opposite way, first he said he's an Eved, that he had to pay taxes, and then he said it's his son, then we don't believe him. Because if it was really his son, he would have said right away, why does he want to pay taxes for? So therefore, if it's v'chilufa, it's the opposite way around, by taxes. What about hoye oiver al beis hameches? He was going past through the place he had to pay tax. V'yoma benihu. First said it's my son, the chos of Yomer Avdihu. Then it says my Eved Neman. He's not believed. Because why? Because when he said it was the son, he said it to free himself from taxes. But then later, when he said it's an Eved, we believe him because really it's his Eved. What about Amar Avdihu? First he said it's my Eved, so I have to pay tax. For Chaz of Yom Abnihu, ain't an Eman, he's not believed. Because the story is like, why'd you say, if it was really your son, why'd you first say he was a slave? What are you making yourself pay taxes for nothing? Meisvei Avakasha. Hoyomisham Shoy Keben, yet somebody that served you like a son. No, it's not the difference. How a son serves you, and how an Eved serves you. So he had somebody that served you like a son. Obov v'yama b'nihu. And you say he's your son. V'choz v'yama avdu. And then you say, no, he's your Eved. Ain't a nemet, we don't believe you. Because Laisi served you like a son, and you said first he's your son, so that's it. What about Hoyimisham shekevet? This person, mamish, first served you, mamish, like a real slave. Obov v'yama avdu. First you say he's your Eved. And then you say it's Bini, and then we don't believe. Sechura. There's a kasha. Here we see, we don't believe him when he says it's the son. And before we said, at first you say it's your Eved, and then you say it's the son, we do believe you. And we said what you meant to say is that this son serves you like an Eved. Sechura. Here we say, Inan Neman, or Anachrim Mayitzchok. Hosom the Kori lo Avdo. Meitzar Meya. There, it was talking about, you call him your Eved Meitzar Meya. Ma Meitzar Meya. What does it mean, Meitzar Meya? It means Meitzar Avdo Kuvzuzi. It means my Eved that's worth $100. That's what you meant to say. Hashbam says, the Korale Avdo Meitzar Meya Klema. Eved Gomeruli. This is a real slave. She Smuchim Li Olov Meya Dinri. The Meitzar Shaloi Klema. Sheshova Meya Dinner. He said he's worth $100. Look at Kiyomar Avdi, Yevchaz Yom Abni and Eman. As if the person first said, this guy's my slave, and he's worth $100, if he spoke out so much, then when he says, lady, he's my son, then Avadi, we don't believe him. And the ratio of Shaf was, Stam, you said this guy's my Eved. And then you said, it's your son, we believe him. You meant to say, he works for you like an Eved. But here, where you said how much he's worth, then we don't believe him. Sholach le Rabbah le Rabbi Yisrael Bar Choma. Hoy melech haveroi. Avdi ganafta. Somebody said, you stole my Eved. Fuhoy melech ganafta. And the other one says, no, I did not steal. Or else, Matif Vesach, what is he doing by you? And so, if he didn't steal it, what is my Eved doing by you? The guy says back, no, Ata Mechat, you sold it to me. Or Ata Nesati Matona, you gave it to him Matona. Ritzayin Chishovali, if you want to swear, but tell him take it. But the guy says, listen, I bought it, but if you want to swear that it's yours, swear and take it. Benishpa and the guy swore, ain't the Yachal Achsa, but he can't retract. My Kash Matanino, I'm like, yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go to this more again tomorrow. We'll stop over here. You're all holding the Kuf Chav Ches. You just list more, go over again. This Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis was, the bottom Gemara was, Sholach le Rav Abba le Rav Yosef Bar Choma. Ho'im le chaveroi. If Reuven says to his friend, listen, Avdi Gunavta, the Eved you have, you stole from me, it was my Eved. Ruay Meloi. And the other person says back, Loi Gunavti. And Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you stole my slave. Shimon answers back and says, no, you should know, Loi Gunavti, I did not steal it. If so, Reuben says to Shimon, so then, Mativi Eslecho, what is my Eved doing by you then? So Shimon says back, simple, Atta Mechatali, what do you mean? You sold it.